Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
You got to do everything, especially this time of the year. I mean, they're going to have change-ups, obviously, that they didn't do in the first matchup. They have a good defensive coordinator. They have a good defensive head coach. They have good players over there, so they're not going to sit back and do the same stuff they've done against us before. But they're going to take what they did well and do that and then add changeups in there. And so I'll watch all the previous games that we've played against them these last year and a half pretty much. And then I've watched all the games that they've played since then. And I try to formulate a game plan for myself and what I expect them to do, knowing that they'll have adjustments, and I'll have to make adjustments on the fly during the game.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily presented, as always, by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday. We look forward to division round week in the NFL. For me, it's the best weekend of football all year. Four games start Saturday with a pair, Sunday with a pair. And let's talk to a guy who's already, I'm sure, wagered on them. Simon Hunter of the Action Network joins us now to talk about division round weekend. Simon, welcome back to the show. Always enjoy having you on. Let's start with Saturday, Simon. Bengals-Titans. We just went over the Derrick Henry news. He practiced yesterday, some contact there. Says he's feeling pretty good. Titans 3.5-point favorites. What do you make of this game? I just keep going back to that Titans defensive line against the Bengals offensive line. Feels like a pretty big mismatch there.
Yeah, that film of seeing Derrick Henry definitely boosted confidence if you're a believer in the Titans, which I am. I bet their Super Bowl future. I'm taking them in this game for the simple fact of, a little bit what you talk about Derrick Henry, he looked mad in practice. Like, the guy was running mad in practice. You're hearing all these rumors coming out of Tennessee that Vrabel has already told people they're going to run him 20, 25, 30 times if possible.
Jeez.
That's what we want. That's what we want for Tennessee bettors. We're not betting on Tennessee because of Tannehill. If anything, we're looking at this team and saying to ourselves, we have the data. We have the numbers that prove that with Julio back, with AJ back, with Derrick Henry back, when they've all been on the field together, Tannehill's played his best. He's averaged five more yards per completion when those guys are all on the field with him. So with the play action, everything like that, I'm really looking at this Tennessee team thinking to myself, this line should be four. The fact that it's still sitting at 3.5, I like the value there. But of all the games that are giving me the most, I wouldn't say confidence, it feels like this is the one where we have a Cincinnati team that they got their first playoff win in 31 years last week. They're going to be feeling good all week. You have a Tennessee team who's been to this playoffs before. They've been in this position before. They know this is their time. They're the one seed. It's just a really good spot to be taking a Tennessee team that the public just doesn't like. It's just not a team that's sexy. Again, they're plus 850 as a one seed to make it to the Super Bowl. The public does not bet them. So to me, I think we're getting good value on a Tennessee team here just because, like I just said, the public does not want to be betting them.
Yep. And you kind of led me to the next question. What's
intriguing about the divisional round is all of these underdogs are coming off playoff victories, and those seem to me a little bit more. So you can see the public backing them. You think the public's going to back Cincinnati. Well, the other underdogs that we have this weekend, San Francisco, LA Rams, and Buffalo, and maybe just Cincinnati's answer to this question, but which ones of the four underdogs do you think will be public underdogs?
I'm gonna go with the Bills. I mean, they just, again, just talking to other professionals too, I know a couple of really sharp groups. They've come in heavy on the Bills. They had a perfect game. They literally played the perfect game, and we've seen the Chiefs this year. They haven't been what they've been in the past, which is that well-oiled machine that's always, you know, just putting up crazy amount of points and just dominating on both sides of the ball. Where I look at the other point where it's like, that's kind of why I want to fade the Bills. The Bills played such a flawless game last week. We've seen historically teams that win by the margin they've won by. They just don't do good the next week against the spread. Now I'm getting Mahomes. It's dropped below 2 points at home. I have to take it. I mean, the fact that the public is on the Bills makes me even more excited because I've seen the discrepancy, the money. It's really skewed towards this Bills team. So it just seems like the early money's come in on the Bills. I'm getting good value on the Chiefs. I could see the Chiefs closing by this weekend up to 2. As long as the public keeps taking this money line, the Bills, it's going to keep dropping. It's every bookmaker I've talked to so far has just said that that's where the money is. The money just keeps coming down the Bills money line. Like, no one's taking the points for the Bills. People are just taking the money line.
So on the weekend, you know, I felt like San Francisco was the better coach team against Dallas. That, to me, that was more about Dallas just losing that game than it was the 49ers looking super impressive and dominant. But I think the 49ers might be able to keep this game close. I think where they might get in trouble is if they have to abandon the run game. And I just don't think Jimmy G can go toe for toe with Aaron Rodgers. And in the end, I'm sure the Packers will win. I'm curious, you know, what are your thoughts on this game and how do you think the Niners stack up against the Packers?
Yeah, and if you're a Niners believer, this is the matchup. This is why you were betting on them for these kind of matchups where Green Bay, they have no real weaknesses except their run defense. They can be run on. That's exactly why how you can beat Green Bay. It's how Aaron Rodgers usually loses. If a team can run on Green Bay, keep Aaron off the field, kind of same exact thing we saw with Dak. Dak just going to get a rhythm against the 49ers. I think they had 7 points heading into the fourth quarter against this 49ers team. It's just because they're killing you with just not giving you a rhythm. It's really hard to go out there, go 3 and out, and then you sit on the bench for 30 minutes sometimes real time because the 49ers take these 10-minute drives and just run it down the field and eat up the clock. So looking up these matchups, I really thought that this number was – more, it was bumping up because Jimmy was hurt, but everyone saw Jimmy yesterday. Jimmy looked good at practice. The word is that he's fine. He's going to be starting Saturday. And the line hasn't moved. It's still sitting there at the 6. So I'm a little hesitant to bet a ton on the money line of the 49ers. Going into it, I was all in on the 49ers, but I'm definitely taking the 6. That's way too many points in such a close matchup. Both these teams, every time they've played since these guys have both been coaches, it's just been close. Like, Shanahan knows what LaFleur is going to do. LaFleur knows what Shanahan is going to do. And to me, again, 6 points, that's exactly what we talked about, the public moving that number. It's been teased down. That's why they've moved up to such a high number. Now people are teasing it to the 0. And I look at it as if we're getting maybe 2.5 free points for the 49ers. So I'm definitely going to be on it. I just might not be betting the money line like I thought I was going to. Maybe I'll do first half money line with the 49ers, but I just can't see how they're going to pull the upset over Rodgers. And Lambeau, if Jimmy is really with a banged up shoulder, like, I can't really trust that guy to get me a final 2 minute drive down the field where I like them to keep it close. If it's going to be a close game, I have to take Aaron Rodgers on the money line.
Simon Hunter of the Action Network joining us here talking divisional round in the NFL. Simon, Rams off of just a beatdown of the Cardinals on Monday. Now go to Tampa Bay against a Bucs team that looked good, but also lost some more players. Ryan Jensen got banged up in and out. Tristan Wirfs got hurt, tried to come back in. It wasn't great. They went to a backup tackle. And now here come the Rams, who beat this team during the regular season. What do you think of this? It feels weird to say Stafford's going to go on the road and beat Brady, but it also feels like the Rams have a chance in this game.
Yeah, we're all doomed. That was my – like, I had talked to another friend, and he laughed at me saying that. He was like, you know you're taking Stafford over Brady, right? And I took a step back and I go, I know, but it's just, I can't not do it. Like, when you're looking at this Buccaneers team, like you just touched on, these injuries have to catch up to them. They have no one left in their secondary. Their center got hurt. Their all-pro left tackle went down with an ankle injury. Tried to come back in, almost got Brady killed against this Eagles team, which, you know, Joe, we don't really have a pass rush. Now you have Von Miller, Aaron Donald, a really good pass rush on this Rams team going up against them. I have to take the Rams. I hate to do it, though. I hate that I'm in this position where Stafford, it wasn't like he was incredible last week. What was he, 13 of 17? And that's all they really need him to do. But just in looking at this matchup, it's really hard not to take a Rams team that they have Cooper Kupp, they got Odell, they got both running backs, and Cam Akers, Sony Michel healthy. And across the field, the Buccaneers, they're just – they've made it to this point, which is incredible because it's Tom Brady, but it's like these injuries have to catch up to them. They're down AB. They're down Godwin on the offense. Now they might be down two really important key starters on their offensive line. Another center might like be like healthy because they're saying they're not going to, you know, practice him until Friday. But if they're down an all-pro left tackle, that has to mean something against this Rams team.
Simon, are you doing anything with totals? I know you're more of a sides better, but we've got three totals around that 47, 48 number, and then the one that's way up there, 54, 55 range for KC Buffalo.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Prioritizing your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. With AG1, just one scoop of this foundational nutrition supplement delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. With AG1, you're giving your body high-quality nutrition with ingredients that are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/odyssey. That's drinkag1.com/odyssey. Check it out.
Yeah, I'm on the under of all of them, and I took the one high one. I took the over in the Chiefs-Bills game. Historically, I believe in the NFL, games that are above 53.5, they're 8-1 towards the under in the playoffs. The only one over was the Bills versus the Chiefs last time they played each other in the playoffs. So I'm just looking at two offenses that, you know, again, as a Bears fan, I know you guys want this OC from the Bills. He's one of the better offensive minds in all football, and he knows what Josh Allen's strengths are. He's never not going to have him throwing the ball. And we've seen with Mahomes. I keep telling people, go back and look at that Houston Texans game where he was down 21-0. And then by the end of the first quarter, it was tied 21-21. It's like this kid is just very unique in the way he plays in the playoffs with just no regard. It's just like they're going to go for it in the playoffs. That's how the Chiefs really run their offense. I can't take that under in that matchup. So I'm on three unders and one over.
With Derrick Henry, potentially seems like he's going to be back. The play action game could be big. Do you see potentially A.J. Brown having a big game? I was looking at some of his props, his receiving prop, 74.5. It's minus 110, but I guess if bettors are thinking he could have a good game, you could look at like alt receiving, 90 plus yards is plus 162, 80 plus yards plus 108. So you could get some plus money there if you think he could have a big game.
I would take that. I mean, I really like AJ to be the one that shines. We just haven't seen it from Julio this season with them. That's probably the biggest, you know, advantage on that team is just everything kind of funneled towards AJ. So I would definitely make that bet. I wouldn't touch any of Julio's props. I would say the most interesting thing this morning, I know no one really cares about the playoff, I mean, the NFL draft, but I've been up since 4 a.m. The whole professional world's living on fire right now. There's supposed to be a bunch of leaked rumors about the Jaguars taking an O-lineman, first pick overall. And we've seen crazy movement. Like, again, these professional groups, when they hit a line, the books move them quick. We've seen two different offensive tackles. Akunwa, which was the starter for NC State, he dropped from 101 to 6-1 this morning, being the first overall pick.
Wow.
So there's definitely been, I think the other kid's name is Evan Neal. He dropped way down too. So apparently something's going on. The Jaguars are leaking already that they're going to go offensive linemen, because for a book to move a kid from 101 to 6-1, that's really, really, really respected money coming in on it. So I've been trying to get more info on the playoffs, but this whole morning, it's just all been about the draft, which
that's
is
fascinating.
Just typical. Yeah, it really was. I couldn't believe when I saw, like, again, I'm getting these calls. It's 1 a.m. Vegas time. So on the East Coast, it's always like, what the hell is going on? It's like, well, this is what's happening in Vegas, and that kind of moves the whole market.
Yeah, that's remarkable. 100-6. I mean, that is a remarkable movement here.
He's plus 390 on FanDuel right now.
I might have to go take it. Might have to.
Well, it might be a little late. I don't know.
Well, obviously late, but you know what? If we hit it, we hit it. Simon, a quick question about rematches. I wonder how your thoughts on those, because we get this weekend, what, three of the four games are rematches from the season? Bills.
Come to the lines being offered. We recommend that users bet
the Buccaneers. How much does that factor in when you got a rematch of a game in the regular season? Do you put a lot into what you saw last time? Do you think it flips around? How do you factor that in when you're betting this week in the playoffs, rematches from the regular season?
I definitely throw that Rams Bucks one out. The Buccaneers were not a veteran team, but they were just one of these teams that we knew they were going to start slow. Coming off the Super Bowl, it's always a little weird for players coming back the following year. So that Rams one, the Rams just honestly dominated the Buccaneers in that last matchup. But I don't really take much from that one. 49ers, Green Bay. Again, historically, these two teams always play close. That's why I kind of favorite that plus 6, because it's like these teams never really, unless Green Bay is the one getting blown out, this game's always close. Green Bay has never blown out Shanahan when they've had LaFleur as a coach. And the Chiefs, the Bills one is, that's why I think so many professionals are on the Bills. It's not that the Bills just beat them. They absolutely dominated in that game on both sides of the ball. Their defense was incredible against Mahomes. And Josh Allen, that running factor, there was nothing the Chiefs could do. They had no linebacker that could, you know, shadow him or just try to shut him down when he was running the ball. Again, that's why I think so many professionals are coming on this Bills number, but I can't do it. Like, I've been burned by just keeping it simple this year. Like, I got burned on Nick Saban in the national championship game. I got burned by taking Belichick last few week. I'll get burned by taking Mahomes. At least when I lose money, it's like, oh, it happens. What can you do? But, like, going against Mahomes and Arrowhead, that's what I keep joking with these other pros. I just can't do it. Like, I feel like they're underrating what Mahomes really is. He's the generational talent where I believe in Josh Allen. I just think going on the road in this kind of environment, that's too much to ask of this kid to overcome.
Simon, we always appreciate you hopping on, and we'll catch up again soon. Simon Hunter of the Action Network on the Roman Guest Line. That's it's interesting what he said there about the draft. 100-1 to 6-1 in a morning?
Yeah. My first thought is the problem. The one thing is, okay, maybe that's the plan to go O-line, but right. Don't you trade the hell out of that pick then?
Yeah, let someone pick one of those offensive ends at number one.
I guess. Yeah.
They don't have a coach yet. Like, the fact that that's leaking out tells you everything you need to know about the Jaguars.
Well, they got Balky. They got the
GG. Well, they do. Right. They do have that. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawks with BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Off the board next, right here on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.